take advantage of your surroundings and just do something different and spontaneous.
Celebrating romance in your marriage. Don't miss our topic today. Susan and John Feet discussed the importance of making your relationship with your spouse a high priority. And they began a list of things to do and adventures to take in order to kindle romance in your relationship. Ideas such as give your wife the day off, no cooking or houseworking, etc. Putting your sweetheart's photo on your screensaver. Keeping in touch with instant messages or sending clues about an upcoming event. Today, John and Susan are back in the studio to add to the list. Here's John with the first of many great suggestions.
Put on your favorite song. Do your own karaoke. My kids say I have a song for everything, and I think there is one for just about everything.
And it doesn't matter that neither one of us is good singers. We still sing to each other because it's about the sentiment. And if you have the music on loud enough, it helps a lot. You can go to the playground and you can sit on the swings. You can push each other and play and talk. They're often quiet after dark, so that's a good place to go too.
Go outdoors when it's raining sometime in a nice gentle rain without the umbrella. Play in the puddles. You can even sing. but that's optional for those of us who are tone deaf. The idea is just to take advantage of your surroundings and just do something different and spontaneous.
There's also a fun little hide-and-seek game. You find some small object, and you hide it where the other person will find it. You hide it for the other person to find, and when they find it, then they hide it for you. And as you are going through your day, you find this little thing, and it just says, that person was thinking about me. And it's fun. And this is actually a fun thing to do with kids, too.
If you live near some water, borrow or rent a rowboat or canoe or sailboat, and go out on the water. Spend some time with your sweetheart. And guys, this is not about seeing how fast you can go. It's not a competition. It's just a time to be relaxed and be with your spouse.
Pampering things for each other is very therapeutic, and it's very relaxing, and it's a very great bonding thing. Our head is actually a very sensitive place, and we don't get our heads touched very much. So brushing or washing your sweetheart's hair, running your fingers through their hair, massaging their scalp, those are things that just feel wonderful.
Buy an ice cream or some other kind of treat and share it as you're walking through your town or wherever. Just something that, once again, something to share and to enjoy.
And sharing, it's part of that. It's not the same as if you both get one. If you're spending the evening together, you know, in your living room, it's easy to just sit in chairs or sit on your sofa. Think about ways that you can make contact. One of our sofas is perpendicular to the television. So John will sit leaning against the armrest, and he has one leg up and one leg over down to the side, and I squeeze in there and I lean against him. We can't do that for very long, but it's something we do while we're sitting to make contact. Or he'll sit normally and I sit perpendicular and I'm leaning on the armrest and I can put my feet in his lap, just making contact. And that feels good too.
This whole idea of keeping contact, it's important to do that throughout the day. That can really be helpful to your relationship. Another idea, if you both have computers, is to Skype each other. Use the emoticons a lot. They're fun, very expressive. And it's just nice to be sitting there working and have the thing pop up. Now, if you're giving a presentation, you may want to turn it off, but but it is a lot of fun.
We use that one a lot ourselves. You can make chocolate fondue, and it's not hard. You melt chocolate, basically, and you dip whatever you can find into it. So it's a very flexible kind of a thing. Don't always be real careful about where the chocolate goes. And lick up all your messes, which is also very romantic.
Take your kids to the park. A lot of people say, well, you know, I have children and we can't leave them. You know, we don't have anybody who can watch them. Well, take them with you. Take them to a park where they can play and you can watch them and they'll be off playing on the equipment and you can sit together and talk. Go to the beach. Anything that you can have where they can occupy themselves, you can keep an eye on. You still can create that own inner space for yourselves to be alone, but still watch them and talk and share.
Another fun thing to do is to make your own romance game. And this is simple. You need a big piece of paper and you need a pen or pencil or marker and make a simple path, mark it into squares, and then put little instructions in the square. So maybe it starts out with, you know, rub your partner's back for 1 minute. And maybe partway down, it's kiss passionately for 1 minute. And by the time you get to the end, you can let your imagination go wherever you want. It doesn't matter who gets there first, you both win.
I enjoy that game. Have a picnic in your bedroom after all the kids go to bed. Send them to bed early. Remember one time, and Susan has a great imagination, she set the bedroom up to look like a beach with a big umbrella in there, a beach umbrella, and had a blanket out on the floor. And yeah, it was just like we were at the beach or something, a fire going in the fireplace. It was like having a campfire. So yeah, use your imagination. Do something like that.
And we put on music, you know, part of it setting the mood. We wore summery, well, I was wearing, because I knew about it, I wore kind of a summery kind of a thing, and to help make that illusion more real. You can also take fantasy trips together, or you can ask fantasy questions. This is pie in the sky, you know, the more out there, the better. So you might ask something like, you know, if you could travel anywhere in the universe or anywhere on the planet, where would you go? And why would you want to go there? If you could be any animal, what would it be and why? And that's a fun question to ask the other person. If I was an animal, what animal would I be? And why do you think that? If you could have any skill, what would it be? And this is not about something practical like, well, I sure wish I could speak this language better or something like that. This is about fantasy. This is about fun. This is about no practicality allowed. So the further out there, the more interesting it will be.
Another idea, and guys, you don't have to be a great cook for this, but prepare a candlelight dinner for the two of you. Ladies, you can do this too. Pretend it's a 5-star restaurant. Put a tablecloth out, candles, nice soft music, put out the best dishes you have. The idea is to try and set the mood, and to let the other, your spouse, know how special they are. Take a long time over dinner. It's not, the objective is not to finish quickly. It's to sit there, prolong it, talk. Share, dress up for the evening. Let your spouse know, you know, send them an invitation and tell them, you know, to come dressed up for it.
You can also give massages to each other. That is very stress reducing. That is very bonding. And it's wonderful, the touch of somebody that you love, what it can do for you, intentions and things like that. It really is a ministry to your body and your soul. It's something you need to take your time with. You don't want to rush through it. Oils work better than lotions because oils stay slippery and help the hands slide over the skin. Lotions kind of get dry after a while, but it doesn't matter what kind of oil. You can use salad oil. It doesn't matter what kind of oil you use. If you don't know how to give a massage, there are books. There's also things online. I just did a very quick search. I found a couple of sites. Two of them actually show video for those of you who would like to see it being done. And one of them actually just has it in written form if that works better for you. One is called finemassage.com and the other one was massageclips.com. The written information was on WikiHow, which is associated with Wikipedia. It's WikiHow. WikiHow.com, and you just put massage in the search and it will take you how to do massages. There is no way to describe how wonderful they are and what they do for you, so that they're very worth investing in learning how to do them for each other.
Women spell romance, T-I-M-E. The other thing they do is spell it with W-O-R-D-S. Women love words. They like to have you tell things. So write a love story or a message as if you're away at sea and desperate for your sweetheart. Age the note with a tea bag. Roll it in a scroll. Put it in a bottle somewhere that she'll find it. Maybe put it in the pool or a bathtub or a bird bath or even under her pillow, just to let her know you're thinking of her and that it's something different and unusual.
You can put little notes in the pocket of your spouse's clothes where they'll find them. So you can put things like, inspected by Susan, who loves John. Or, to have this garment reinspected, see Susan. Or, this garment comes with a bonus kiss to collect, see Susan. And if you put them in different pockets, they can find them unexpectedly. And those, you know, communicate that you're thinking of them and that you care.
And it's important to continue these types of things. Build anticipation for your spouse. Women love that. They love to look forward to you coming home. So give them little Skype messages or little calls or emails or send them cards, e-cards throughout the day. to let them know you're thinking about them and you can't wait to be home with them.
In fact, I'm going to read a little excerpt from a book called Romantic Antics by Joy and Kevin Decker, where he talks about where his wife very skillfully built anticipation for an event they were going to have together. So they were going to have dinner on a Friday night, and on Tuesday she left a message. The message was at work, and it said, "Clue number one for Friday night is that you need to feel adventurous." So then he quickly called back to find out what clue number two was. A while later, she received a call. "I'm sorry, sir, but you have reached your maximum clue limit for the day. Please try again tomorrow." The next day, clue number two indicated the appropriate attire, which was blue jeans and a green polo shirt that his wife liked. Clue number three on Thursday was about the time of the date. And on Friday morning, there was no clue waiting, so he called his wife, and she says, "Be patient." Later, he received a call from the reception desk. "Please come down and pick up your flowers." Clue number four was with the flowers. "Wait for me outside your office at the appropriate time this evening." Love, Joy, his wife. When Joy picked me up, she had a huge smile on her face that matched mine. And they went to their favorite park for a picnic dinner. And that shows how anticipation, you get them thinking about it, you get them looking forward to it. It was a simple thing, a picnic dinner. But what made it special was the build up to that. There are some different things that we can do. We talked about you can use puzzles. You can do a scavenger hunt where you leave clues and one clue leads to the next. You can also give clues or an interesting invitation in an interesting way. And we talked about the jigsaw puzzle. You can send e-cards. For that picnic that John mentioned in our bedroom, I actually made a travel brochure and we pretended we were going to travel, you know. That's part of that time and effort that says you're special and I'm thinking about you and I want to make this event special for you as well.
That invitation really built the anticipation as well.
I want to let you know some resources. So if you don't have your pen and pencil ready, you want to get it, I'm going to just tell you where we got some of our ideas from. You can get ideas from the internet. If you put in romance, sometimes you can put in the search for questions for couples, things like that, and do a search that will take you to places that have ideas. I mentioned the book Romantic Antics by Joy and Kevin Decker. This is a Christian couple. They have a lot of fun ideas in there. There is a thing called Simply Romantic Nights. It's not a book, but it's a dozen cards, a dozen for the wife and a dozen for the husband. And they have things you do for each other, all kinds of romantic ideas. That's by Dennis Rainey. You can find those at familylife.com. They also have all kinds of ideas, resources, books for romance, for the intimate side of marriage. They're a valuable resource. And last of all, there's a book that I recommend to people that I work with. It's called A Celebration of Sex, and it's by Dr. Douglas Rosenau. And this is a comprehensive guide to the intimate side of marriage from a Christian perspective. It covers everything from difficulties to how to make things better. It even has a chapter on massage. So that is a valuable resource as well. We hope that we've inspired you to think outside the box, to think about how to invest your time in your marriage, how to have fun together.
This feature is a presentation of MemberCare Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.